This week's topic is one about which many people do not want to talk. The topic is suicide and how to prevent it and how to emerge from despair. When celebrities or when anyone anywhere commits suicide, it makes my heart ache. This week, I heard of multiple suicides, and each time my stomach flipped and the grief began. So please join me as we focus on this topic and as we pray for all grieving families and reach out to those who are having suicidal thoughts. I am on track to becoming a Christian psychologist, and I beg each of you and yearn myself to never close our eyes to a suicidal person or a family in grief. We must pray and reach out. We must share Christ's love with the families in grief and reach out to those who need relief from these horrible thoughts of suicide. To begin, I'm going to share the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Just for reference, I will also share it again later, so be sure to have a pen and paper or use your phone to take a note, whatever. The number is 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. I'll share it again later. First of all, are you yourself in despair? Listen to me. What you are going through is not the end. Your brain is sending the wrong signals. You are not alone. God is not finished with you yet. The enemy of our souls often tempts us to think that we're beyond hope, that we're alone, or that we've somehow been singled out for disaster. But the suicidal thoughts are lies. They're what I would call mental mirages. When people who are having mirages in the desert, once they get the water and once they've recovered, those mirages are gone and they can't believe it, literally. Well, that's the way it is with suicidal thoughts. They are mental mirages. Once you get help for your physical brain, for your heart, for every part of you, that you will get better with the Lord's help and utilizing the tools that He has provided for us. Now, some of you already have your pen and paper or your phone ready to take a note, so I'm going to give you that phone number again. That is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. It's 1-800-273-8255. Again, that's 1-800-273-8255. I also urge you to program that into your cell phone so that you can send it as a contact to a friend if you're in an emergency situation. And there's another way for people, especially who are technologically inclined, to get help, the crisis text line, which is 741-741. Again, that's 741-741. That's something that people can text if they are in a suicidal state. Let's address some things about suicidal thoughts. Fact: every thought that makes you feel hopeless is a lie. We must replace such thoughts. We can't just stop thinking them. The human brain is a fascinating scientific frontier with much yet to be explored. Only God understands it fully. One thing is certain: we are created to be able to think one thought at a time. Even when we're multitasking, we are flipping from thought to thought. We are not thinking multiple thoughts at once in the same sense. The way to stop letting bad thoughts rotate in your mind is to start diligently and stubbornly fixing our thoughts on God's truth while also taking care of our physical bodies and brains. Hebrews 13:5 is a fantastic scripture to start with. It is something in which God clearly lays out the fact that He will never forsake you, regardless of what enters your mind. Every thought you have is not from God. Every thought is not something to take so seriously. Instead, we must replace those bad thoughts with good thoughts, with facts from Scripture, while also taking care of our mental and physical health. Now listen, God said this: I will never under any circumstances desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support, nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. That fact makes all the difference, my friends. That fact is what we all need to cling to. And remember that no matter how we're feeling, it does not indicate a change in God's love, in His ability to redeem and comfort us. So don't believe the mirage of those bad thoughts. Return to Scripture. We're going to make this into a series. Next week, I'm going to share more hope boosters that will help you and help those you love, because it's just way too much for one program. Way too much. So let's pray now, and we'll focus on it again next week. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us and listening to us and being there, never, ever forsaking us. Lord, I pray that you would just deliver us from evil, deliver us from bad thoughts. Help us to think your thoughts. We bring every thought captive to you, Lord Jesus. And we ask that you would help us to get the help we need and to help us help others get the help they need. We welcome you, Jesus, in our hearts. Forgive us. Cleanse us. We repent. We welcome you into our hearts. Forgive us and fill us. Help us to see things from your perspective. We rely on you alone for salvation. And we open our hearts for you to heal our hearts where they hurt. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.